Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted tonight to be back on the radio broadcast for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. I just give God all reverence. I give him all reverence. I give him all praise on tonight. I magnify his holy name tonight. I just thank God. I thank God for just this opportunity to just pray and praise his name or whatever he would have me to do. You know, there's nobody like him. Nobody like God. Nobody like Jesus. Nobody like the Father. And I'm so grateful today to just be connected to him. I love him so much. Nothing else can do what he does. So I'm just going to get ready to have a short devotion. And we're just going to let the Holy Spirit lead tonight if we don't do anything but talk about God and how good he is. So we're gonna have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 130. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thy ear be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thy Lord shouldest mark iniquity, O Lord, who should stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doeth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel for all his iniquities. I have just read you from Psalms 130 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have our song now.
Help me, yeah. Help me, yeah.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come tonight, Father, just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning, this evening, God. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to just praise and do all of our prayers and prophecy. Lord, we just thank you for this opportunity. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight, Father. I have no power or knowledge of myself, God, but it's all you, Holy Spirit. And I ask you tonight, God, to move this flesh, God, that the Holy Spirit may take over and take control tonight, God. Let your anointing reign, God, and let your glory cloud come, God. And in the name of Jesus, Father, you know exactly what we need and exactly what we need to do, God. I'm asking you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, to bind up the strong man tonight, God. I bind the strong man up tonight. I bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic. I bind up every demon on assignment tonight. Your assignment is canceled. I serve you your eviction notice from our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you tonight for this opportunity, God. And we want to be led by you, Holy Spirit. We want to do just what you would have us to do tonight. Father, I just thank you. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Cover them, God, and their families. Cover every member in their family. Cover your children all over the earth and their family. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen, amen, and so let it be. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity tonight just to do whatever it is God wants us to do. I was asking him before I got on here, what did he want me to do tonight? God is so great. You know, he'll answer you right back. You know, we don't always have to just get on here and do the same things every time. We can just get on here and talk about God, talk about his goodness. It's mostly testimony series, but, you know, sometimes God just want to hear us say things that we need to say about him, that we should be saying. And God, he see our heart. He know our end from the beginning. So, you know, sometimes it's what he wants us to do. So, you know, I have testimony after testimony after testimony. So, you know, I'm just going to start it off with just asking God to just intervene in anything in my life that should not be in there, to block it and stop it. And if it's anything that you all would have, want prayer, want God's attention to anything, this is the time to talk to God. Now, I just want to be led by God. Anything I do and say, that's what I want. You know, I don't want to be out here think I'm doing what God would have me to do, and I'm not doing it. So that's my prayer all the time, is to let me be doing it in his will, whatever it is God have for me, because I've been through so many things, and I wouldn't take nothing for my journey, what I've been through, because it made me the person that I am today. And that God wanted me to be. So he shaped my life, and he shaped me from the things that I had to go through. So whatever it was, I'm grateful to God for it, because man couldn't have done it. So I'm so grateful to God for the things that he's going to be doing and how he's going to steer me in the way that he will have me to go. God is so great. He's all right with the music. I was playing the music, and it seemed like somebody just knocked the phone off the table. So, you know, I just want to do what God would have me to do. And, you know, we gotta just stay focused. We gotta not let these distractions hinder what God is doing in our lives. We can't let it hinder us. I mean, if you take your eyes off of God just for one little minute, the devil will have you. What the scripture say, I almost slipped. Yeah. You'll be like you sliding on a banana. And we don't have to have that. We don't have to do that. All we got to do is stay focused, because the enemy is always on his job. We're not on ours. He's always on his job. I thank God today for who he made me to be. I thank God today that I tried my best to be as obedient as I can. I thank God for that. I thank God even when I don't feel like doing anything. God give me the strength. He give me the tenacity to keep on doing and don't stop. Don't stop. See, a lot of times we get tired because we be trying to do it in our own power. But when we do something in God's power, it ain't on us. It's on him. So we don't have to struggle to do nothing. We just let God do it however he wants to do it. So that's what God was having me to do tonight. Not to be trying to keep in order what I think should be here or what I should do here and all of this. I read the scripture. We had a song, a piece of song. You know, you just have to let God, the Holy Spirit, take over and take control. Just like he said, he'll take over. We got to just surrender. And so that's why I'm talking tonight, because that's how he led me. That's how he led me. I don't know why. I didn't ask him why. But I know I want to be obedient to what the Lord is saying to me. I want to do what God has called me to do. And nothing in this world, nothing can stand in the way of that, the love of God. Nothing. So I just thank and praise God for all that he's doing. And I thank and praise God for the maturity. Now, he's speaking to me, the maturity that this 21-day fast or 24, 5-day fast that I was on brought to me. Because so many things happened. So many things happened during that 21-day fast. A lot of things happened, and I went through a whole lot to get through that fast, but it was all worth, every bit of it was worth it, and I'll do it again. I'll do it again, because it's not just because you're fasting, but it's how you fast, how you go through your fast. And I know a lot of times I was on edge and a whole lot of other things, but the enemy was playing a heavy role in it. But I had to keep persevering. I had to keep focused. I had to stay focused. You have to focus. You cannot be distracted. And if you do be distracted, you don't want to stay distracted. You got to get back in line with God. You have to. So I feel like I have matured more. I feel like God has He has blessed my prayer, my preaching, even the more. You know, I don't try to sugarcoat. I ain't no sugar on God's word. I don't try to sugarcoat it. I just say whatever God tell me to say. I hear the Lord say, I release the power and the anointing. And there is no failure in God. Hallelujah. God releases the power and the anointing. It's about maturity. Because you don't want to stay where you are. You don't want to be stagnated all the time. You want to grow in God's grace. You just want to grow in His grace. And we don't want to let the devil keep doing this, because I'm telling you, he's been doing some, when I tell you I've been running and fighting for my life, I've been fighting for my life during that fast. I had all kind of attacks fighting for my life. Yes, I have. But God, that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. See, we're not just wrestling against flesh and blood. Y'all know that. What I hear in my spirit. So you're going to have to put on the whole armor of God. You got to put it on every day. Every day. Because I'm telling you, the enemy, the wiles of the enemy, of the devil, You got to put on the whole armor of God. I heard the Lord say, people will reject you because you belong to Him. So don't worry about it. That's going to happen. Did I tell y'all about these atheist women? I know it was two women. I think it was on YouTube or something. And it was a black woman and a white woman, and they were atheists. And this black woman said she had 116 diseases. Because she didn't believe in God. And she didn't love God. But honey, when God took His hands off of her, she contracted 116 diseases. She was going to die any minute. She didn't know what to do. He gave her a chance to accept Him. And she did just that. And she went to that white woman that was another atheist. She was sick on her deathbed, and she told her to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And she did, and both of them still living. But this just goes to show you, it's so many enemies. God got so many enemies still today. So many. And if you don't like God, you don't like me. I hate who He hates, and I love who he loves. God want us dedicated unto him. I'm telling you, if you dedicate your life to God and your children and your husband's life, God will change every part of it. He'll lead them and guide them, and you too. But you have to be sincere in your heart. I hear the Lord say you're reaching. I don't know who you're talking to. Because I just really got on here to talk tonight. I didn't really get on here to prophesy. No matter what we go through in life, God already knew it before we go through it. We're not going to have just a simple little life and simple this and simple that. It don't work like that, especially when you got a calling on your life. We ought to be able to take constructive criticism. He's just speaking to me a lot of different scriptures. And I don't know what he meant. I heard him say something about Eleazar the priest. In other words, he's talking about the priesthood. Because there's so many priests, prophets, you know, they all in the same category. He used to call me rabbi all the time and mean teacher. But believe me, God knows exactly what he's doing. When we don't think he know everything. God knows everything. I'm telling you, he knows everything. And we're human. Does anybody have anything they want to talk about or anything they want to pray about? Or just something on your mind.
Apostle, I do.
Okay.
I just want to piggyback off what you were saying about how we have to put on our whole armor of God every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I'm a living witness. The devil has stepped up his antics. He has stepped up everything just so he can get us home. He has stepped up, and we got to step up. God ain't called us here just so we can be here. Like, if he put these callings on our lives, why we just sitting around just letting them? What are we doing with them?
Right.
Like it says in the Bible, the mountains can praise God. God don't really need us here. So while we're here, mm-hmm. we're supposed to be doing what he told us to do, saving souls, mm-hmm. ministering, praying constantly mm-hmm. on our faith, mm-hmm. worshiping, and mm-hmm. giving God all the glory because he is good. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to have us here, just like he killed all them people in numbers. He don't got to keep telling us to do stuff. And for his grace, by his grace and his mercy, that and Jesus, that he allowed us to still be here and still do what we want to do. We need to get ourselves together. And I'm talking myself. I need to get myself together because I know what God wants me to do. and I still don't do it.
Yeah.
I still mess up. And yeah, I'm human, but God's tired of hearing me. God wants us to do what he said do. Get right or get left. And that's what it's all boiling down to. And I thank God for just talking to me, because he be talking to me like I talk to my children. Like, and then when I chastise my kids, he be like, okay, now you do the same thing. Like, he has given me some stuff just like that. And I be like, okay, God, all right. I'm sorry. So I just thank God. I love God so much. I just want to do right by him, because he do right by me. He do everything I think about. I can't even think nothing without him fixing it for me. I even thought that I wanted to take my CDLs, and I thought, I'm like, nah, I can't read this stuff. I don't feel like reading. I need somebody to read this to me. And he made it to where somebody is reading it to me. It's a video. And that's just how good God is, and I just want to repay him. But that's the thing.
It's always
every time I think about something, or every time I wonder, that's why they say, don't worry. Trust God. And I preach that all the time. Don't worry about it. Trust and lean on God. Lean not to your own understanding. We don't understand what we go through. We don't understand why we're going through it.
Right.
But you trust God in the midst of it. Because he see your way out. You just don't see it. And I just thank God for that. Yeah. I thank God for that. But still with my flaws and all, he's still there. He's still leading and guiding me. He's still have concerns. He's still taking care of me and my concerns. And I thank God for that. I love God.
Yes.
I love God. And I can't. He is cracking down. He's starting to crack down, and I just don't want to miss my opportunity. I don't want him to take nothing from me. I'm going to do right, and I suggest everybody fall on board, because he's not playing. We're not reading numbers and all that for nothing. It's the reason God want to force you. It's something he's trying to get us to see, and he's trying to get us to see he's not playing no more.
God
is not a mean God, but he is he mean what he say.
Yes, we
play around so much, we don't take it serious, because, this is in the Old Testament. Well, I can see stuff that's happening right now that's in the Old Testament.
That's right.
God said, move. Do what I said, do.
That's right, honey. Absolutely. That's right. Amen. That was good. Oh, it's good, and sometimes we just need to just talk about it sometimes. Sometimes, because a lot of times people have a lot on their minds, and, you can't talk to corner-minded people. You have to talk to somebody that can understand what you're talking about. You have to always talk about the Lord with somebody that really, truly have been through something, and not somebody playing. You know, it's like, you could tell somebody something. They haven't been through anything, and I'm not trying to call no denominations, but a lot. Some of the Baptist people, now I come out of a Baptist church, but I know for myself, they didn't believe in speaking in tongues, and a lot of them still don't. They don't believe in women preachers, and a lot of them still don't. But they had a lot of good teaching in the Baptist church, and then you could understand some things, and some things now that I look back on, I should have had back then. But I did. But when God get ready for you to know something, he'll make it possible. If you don't know it by the time he going to make it possible. Because just like she said, you don't want to miss an opportunity to do something for God. You don't want to miss the opportunity to serve. I think I've seen this thing on Facebook or somewhere or on a sign or something saying, if you love God or if you in God, then you serve. Because that's what God is. He's love, and love serves. Look, I don't care. I was up there with Apostle Dean, and this girl was saying that she was she drives 18-wheeler. But she said, God keep bringing me back to my first love. She a sinner. She take care of people. She said, but I be wanting to drift out and do other things. But I always end up back. I said, I wasn't coming back. But when God has something for you to do, you're going to do it. God will give you a way out, and he'll give you a way in. You want to do what God calls you to do. You want to do whatever assignment he gives you. That's a fact. I hear the Lord say, wailing women. Wailing women. And we can wail, we can weep before the Lord, and God will move. So when they say you go naked before God, it don't mean to take your clothes off. It means you just go before him just as you are and let him do whatever it is he's going to do in your life. And this is what I'm hearing. We got to get naked before God. We got to just go to him just like we are, just to surrender everything, everything, everything. Don't leave no stone unturned. Surrender everything. He's such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. He's a good God. Mm-hmm. See, we have our own agenda. See, we want this anointing. We want this power. We want gifts from God. We want to be a leader, but we don't want to sacrifice and give up nothing. You don't know how much I've sacrificed just to be on this broadcast. You don't know how much I sacrificed even during the week to be on the Bible class and the live broadcast and preaching on Sunday. We have to sacrifice. If we want what God wants, God for us, we got to do what it's necessary. We got to do exactly what's necessary. We got to give up a lot of stuff to get what God wants us to be. And it's worth it. God does all kind of things. He allows things to happen for a reason. I don't question God. Whatever the reason is, I don't question. I just do it. And I just keep on going. I just keep going. Yep. Is there any more comments or questions? I know one thing. I realize that I need God all the time. Sometimes I get on the radio, broadcast that live. I don't have no breath. My voice be crackling and hoarse. But when I give myself to the Lord, He could use me. He does. And it's a privilege and an honor. So we ought to be seeking God while He may be found, calling on His name while He's near. Mm-hmm. And we have to watch what we say, that we don't tear down people, because our tongues are just like swords. So, right, Prophet Morton, God said, whatever concerns you, concern Him. And when you see it, you needed somebody to read for you. That was His concern. And He made it possible for you. See, God loves us so much. And see, the little bitty thing that we don't think He's paying attention to, He really is. He just want to show you that He's listening to you. He's listening to you. All this stuff I'm trying to get for Apostle Dean, and I got everybody coming at me with different prices, and you don't know whether they good or bad and all this kind of stuff, but you know I've been letting the Holy Ghost lead me. I've been letting them lead me. I don't need a man to try to tell me. Only the Holy Spirit of God. Yeah. I don't know. I just know I'm thankful to God today. I'm thankful to God today. Yeah, I'm thankful for Him today. Some of the things that I have experienced, like I said, during this fast have really, really, really made me so much stronger than I was. I mean, I've been a little tired lately, but I'm good. I ain't going to let the enemy stop me from doing anything I should be doing. Nothing. Not for God. Nothing. And unless He give me something, I'm not going to say anything because I don't make up stuff on God. But He had already told me before I got on here to just talk. See if anyone wanted to, you know, testify or say something about the Lord and, you know, yeah. He's amazing. He's amazing. I heard the Lord say, sometimes you're going to feel left out, but you're not. It's just the enemy. Wisdom is the principal thing. I heard that. pray here in a minute, just for a few minutes, and get off. I just want to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. And sometimes when you go in your prayer closet and you get ready to pray, just don't say none, just sit there. And let the Spirit of the Lord speak. Or meditate. I like that. Because he'll talk to you when you meditate. When Apostle Dean first went in the hospital, and I'm in this big, 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 big old house, sitting up, not getting no sleep, the Lord said, wait a minute now. You get comfortable so you can go to sleep. Now I turn all the lights off in the house, sleep all night, because I know it's an angel, more than one in this house. I know it's angels protecting this house. Even though I have my 380, I know the angels protecting. I don't even have to use it. Because God is my protector. He gives his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways, lest we dash our foot against the stone. The Lord says somebody been reminiscing, just thinking about old times and stuff. It ain't always good to look back on your past. Past hurts and past things. You can stay in the past. And we think God's been done us wrong. But God does everything for a reason. He does everything for a reason. But again, people don't want to give up, surrender for God. And do the things that God is calling us to do. We don't want to surrender and do it. We want to do what we want to do. We don't want to sacrifice and do what God has called us to do. We don't want to do that. And I'm telling you, he will bless your socks off if you did it. But we don't want to do that. But I love God so much, I do it every time. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight. Lord, we just come thanking you for all that you've done for us, God. We realize, God, that apart from you, there is nothing, not nothing. Then, Lord, we need you, and we can't make it without you. We need you, Jesus. We worship you tonight, God. We just worship you, Father, for everything, God. We just lift your name up tonight, God. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you tonight, God. We praise you tonight. We magnify you tonight, God. Lord, we lift you up tonight, Jesus.
We magnify your holy name tonight, God. And we give you worship and we give you praise tonight. And we just thank you for being the lifter up of our heads on tonight, God. And we give you glory and we give you praise, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. And we praise you, Jesus. And we magnify you, God. And oh, you're so worthy to be praised, Jesus. You're worthy tonight, God. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, God. And we give you glory tonight, God. And we thank you for favor tonight, God. And we thank you for mercy every day, God. And we thank you for our daily bread, huh? In the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm asking you right now, God, and to bless everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight. And bless them, God, and keep them all covered under the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp angels all around about them, God, and to protect them, God, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, you know tonight, and you know, God, and I don't know anything, but God, you know, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, God. I 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 thank you, Lord. I worship you tonight. I worship you, God. I thank you for your grace tonight. Unmerited favor, God. Favor that I didn't even supposed to have, God. I thank you tonight, God. I thank you for it, God. I thank you for it, God. I thank you for it, God. I thank you tonight, God. I praise you tonight, God. I give you glory tonight, God. In the midst of it all, God, I give you glory, God. I thank you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, I lift your name up. In the name of Jesus, I praise you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I give you the highest praise tonight. I give you the highest praise, God. I give you the highest praise, God. In the name of Jesus, work the work that's in us, God. Work the work, God. Work it, God. Work it, God. What you put in us, work it, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, if it had not been for you dying for our sins, hallelujah, redeeming us back to the Father, where would we be? Jesus. Jesus. Some people don't even know that you did this. Some people don't even know it, God. Just living the life, Father. I ask you to touch them now, God. Touch them right now, God. Touch them right now, God. Let them know what they need to know, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for Prophetess Brown, calling Brown, God, as she get ready to travel to Texas in the morning, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover her now, God. Cover her right now. In the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around the plain, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless her today, God. Bless your prophets and apostles and bishops and preachers and teachers, missionaries, evangelists, rabbis, priests. Lord, bless them. Cover them and their family all over the earth. The ones that you call and ordain, God. I ask you to cover the people that are feeling empty, God. The ones that are feeling empty. Fill them up, Jesus. Fill them, Jesus. Fill them, Jesus. I hear the Lord say, the spirit will evaporate. The anointing will evaporate. Just
just like water evaporate out of glass. You have to be refilled, refused, restored, revived, replenished in the name of Jesus. Do it for us today, God. Restore us today, God. Replenish us today, God. Revive us today, God. Do it for us, God. Do it, Jesus. Lord, we want to live the life you would have us to live, God. We want to live that life. Lord, I ask you to bless Apostle Dean. Touch his body from the top of his head, God, to the soles of his feet, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bind that toothache that he got. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up the enemy from him now. We bind him up. We cast him out. And we command him to go from Apostle Dean. Don't touch him. Don't touch him. Don't touch him. I bind you up. I cast you out. And I command you to go to hell where you come from. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to send your healing virtue, God. Let his feet and legs go down, God. You already know the situation, the circumstance, and the condition, God. Touch right now, God. Touch in the mighty name of Jesus. You, I ask you to cover my family in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around the bottom to protect them. Protect them, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Protect them. Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, amen, amen. So let it be. Yes. Yes, God. He said it was a little different, but it was on time. It was on point. I just had to follow what the Spirit of the Lord has given me. And I thank God for being able to be obedient. He says the reason why. Yeah. Amen. I thank and praise God tonight for this time that we spent just talking about the Lord. And let him deal with us. I give God all the praise tonight and give him glory tonight. I'm going to get ready to close out. We'll be back on here Sunday on Facebook Live at 12:30 Central, 1:30 Eastern Time. God bless you all. I love you. Have a blessed and good night. Amen.
Amen. Love you.
Good night. Love you too. Good night. Love you too. Good night.